Luxon struck a nerve, hasn't he? So he's been telling Kiwis to have more babies. He was at an infrastructure conference. He was talking about our shortage of workers to build the infrastructure that we need. And this is what he said. We need more people. Here is the deal. New Zealand stopped replacing itself in 2016. I encourage all of you out there to go and have more babies if you wish. That would be helpful. Now, that has upset a bunch of sensitive Gen Zers on Twitter, who've clearly bought into the low-bar Labour Party attack line a couple of weeks ago, which was claiming that Luxon wants to charge for contraception and cannot be trusted on abortion because he's pro-life. And they see this is the sensitive Gen Zers on Twitter, see this as a continuation of Luxon involving himself in procreation. Whatever. The upset will always be upset. Luxon's bang on. And unless we listen to him, the state's involvement in the bedroom could get a whole lot worse. We are on the same path as many developed countries are to becoming the next Japan, where we end up with loads of old people who are drawing on the health system and the superannuation system, and it's expensive, and not having enough young working people supporting these old people. That is a very real possibility for us if we carry on like this. In fact, it's not a very real possibility. It is inevitable if we carry on like this. Our birth rate has already been below the replacement level, actually, since the 1980s. The replacement level is 2.1 births. We're at 1.81. We're going to start talking about closing schools in the next 10 years because we do not have enough little ones coming through to fill the classes in every single region in New Zealand except for Canterbury. And this is why there are all of these people whinging about superannuation becoming unaffordable. Not because it costs too much, but because it will cost too much when we don't have enough young people paying for it. Now, we've got one of two options, right? We either have some babies ourselves to replace ourselves, and as clinical and cold as it sounds, pay for our retirement, or we import more migrants. Or actually, we do a combo of the two. But if we don't do that, look at what is happening to Japan right now. Just a couple of months, the birth rate there is so low that just a couple of months back, the Japanese Prime Minister said the country is standing on the verge of whether they can continue to function as a society. His words. He's launched a government agency to support parents to have more babies. A government agency. Luxon's right. We actually do need a hell of a lot more people. And for those who are upset at him for saying that, they obviously don't know what government involvement in procreation actually looks like.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.